A news release in the Catholic News Service recently gives us pause to wonder how we are running our parishes today and whether or not we should be considering another model that perhaps is practiced in some parishes, but other parishes might not be practicing it at the moment. The article in Catholic News Service reads, "Priests cannot fulfill their missionary mandate by staying in their rectories and churches waiting for people to come to them." The quote is from Brazilian Cardinal Claudio Humes, president of the Congregation for Clergy. He goes on to say, "It is also necessary to rise up and to go where people and families dwell, live, and work. When priests move, the church moves." The reason why I bring this to our attention is because in past times, studies have shown that one of the reasons we have not been so effective in evangelizing our Hispanic population is because many Hispanics don't speak English. And we can't expect them to come to our parishes just because they are Catholic. One reason being, they are embarrassed. They cannot communicate. And the finding then went on to recommend that we need to go out to the people where they're at and not to expect them to come to the church just because the church is there, just because it's an obligation, just because they're Catholics. On this same point, it's interesting to note that years ago, when Cardinal Montini, then to become Pope Paul VI, was Cardinal Archbishop of Venice, he was often found not to be found. They couldn't find him half the time. He was never in his office. The reason was, Montini liked to go out to the factories and to communicate with the people in the factories about their needs, what their difficulties were, what is going on in the world of the layperson out there in the marketplace. He was missionary by nature. I believe that these few comments give us pause to wonder how we are really now running our parishes. The model that most places have, and it's a very good model because it gives control over what we're doing, is that the office, the church, the center of a community is where people are supposed to come. That's where all the action takes place. The idea of the foot soldier, the priest going out into the various areas of the parish, is somewhat, well, it's not quite accepted because it's a lot of work and priests are already overworked. But the question this observation by Cardinal Humes makes is that that is where the action is at. And it's a different model. And can that model be updated to a new millennium model in which we are more foot soldiers, getting out, trying to figure out where our people are at in their own situation? I believe that this is a difficult model to emulate, but the results are unbelievably good. The more we get out and know our people, the better our homilies will be, because now we will be speaking more with our people rather than at them. More simpatico, more understanding. And not only this, we have new cultures coming into this country. We can't wait for them to come to us. We need to go out to them and to correct ways, to find ways to be able to communicate where they are at and not where we are at. And so I leave this observation to you. Studies have shown that one of the reasons we have lost a good number of our Hispanic populations in particular is because the evangelists go out there and they are with them. Also, the example of Cardinal Montini in Venice is a good example of what can be done by a person who has a very busy, important position, and yet finds time, finds it because he realizes it's most valuable to get away from the desk and get away from the office and to be with the people. Amen.